my presentation here is really the 2011 Middle East Europe Rizal Blumentritt Pamathalaan Academy. It is a project with the Embassy of the Czech Republic in the Philippines. Before it was just Pamathalaan Academy, then due to my research on Rizal and Blumentritt, the global dimension was added. And I'm very grateful to the Embassy of the Czech Republic in the Philippines. Yes, the first day, I understand that my book on Pamathalaan, Ang Pagbubukas sa Tipan ng Mahal na Ina, was flashed on screen. And in English, it means Sacred Prophetic Politics, the Unfolding of the Covenant with the Great Mother. And this concept of Pamathalaan has already assumed deeper meanings, dimensions, like the original was sacred prophetic politics or governance with Bathala or God, and then spiritually guided leadership and citizenship, or leadership by grace, citizenship by grace. Now, Ate Carmen here is the leader, as explained. You will have to speak in a little while, Ate Carmen. Through some mysterious events, it's in my book, we got to experience each other. For me, the group is heaven sent to me because the concept of pilgrimage. As a discourse on nationhood has been given depth to me. When I discovered them, they were really walking on foot, literally on foot, from Lawag to Manila, Manila to Lawag, or to other places. And I was still then chair of the Department of English and Comparative Literature here in UP. I would join them on certain occasions. For me, what they were doing was extending the concept of pamumuesto in Mount Banahaw. I studied the concept of pamumuesto. I could not find a translation in English of pamumuesto. Let it be said that pamumuesto is, since Mount Banahaw is the mystical sacred mountain, and you go from one sacred space to another, sacred spot to another, and since Mount Banahaw is considered the New Jerusalem, the New Holy Land, they even had the belief that one footstep there is the mark from Jesus Christ. So, for me, since I think the assignment I got from God, being a former Carmelite nun, and translating to the academe and to the government agencies, to the national and the global arena, what is their concept? And how do I mainstream this? How can the light that I discovered from them be allowed to guide the nation and the world? And it is in this light that the Rizal Blumentritt Pamathalaan Academy was born. At first, I wanted to base it in UB, but then I said, it is a people's academy. It is an academy that must be all to all so that the other kapatiran can really be included. Because whenever I present abroad, I say this. One day, and there will be a call, you will come to my beloved Philippines so you will experience the sacred spaces where I also discovered this light. I am not an intellectual. I'm not even a researcher. But I happen to be given the grace to discover these humble brotherhoods and sisterhoods. And then I say, for me, they provide a shared direction for this nation. The vision of Rizal and the Katipunan for a moral sacred Philippines for the world. And now, I will give the microphone. The moment I will call on the others because they They are bringing a flood, and it's time for Ate Carmen Madlangbayan to explain. May I call now, because they will also sing. Actually, one of the songs I would sing in my presentations abroad, because I say, since I cannot bring them here, I bring them in so many places, in the government agencies, but I cannot bring them abroad, so I had to memorize one song from them. So, once you listen and you hear Ate Carmen, you will understand that in my presentations abroad, the audiences will tell me, although the vision you are presenting to us, Professor Alaraz, is truly staggering and overwhelming, this much we promise you. We will pray hard that you succeed, so we have a model to follow. So may I call now on Kuya Omar, Ate Leti, and Ate Lynn, Omar Madlangbayan, and Lynn Corpus, Leti Corpus and Lynn Fabia, because Ate Carmen will explain about this flag. It is her part. Would you like to use this organ on that? Before you sing, Ate Carmen will speak. They will sing five songs. First is the Pamatalaan, and then the title of my book, Pagbubukas sa Tipan ng Mahal na Ina, to be followed by Liwanag sa Huling Tipan ni Dr. Jose Rizal, or in translation, The Light from the Last Covenant of Dr. Jose Rizal, then Bayang Pinili, Chosen Land, then, what else? Tipan sa Mahal na Ina, and then, Dambana ng Bayan, or what you heard from the speech of our beloved UP President Alfredo E. Pascual, the last quotation he said from Rizal, the altar of the nation. No, she will still explain the flag. Mamaya na kayo kakanta. Explain mo muna yung flag, ate. Ay,
magandang hapon po sa lahat. Ang ibabahagi ko po, ang pamatalaan po ay isa hong Tagalog po sa spiritual government na binigay po sa akin ng banal na espiritu na amin pong ipinatupad. Minsan po, ma 1985 po yata yun, ay dumating po sa amin si Ate Connie Laras sa aming bakuran. Kasama po si Attorney Pablo Trillana at saka si Brother Frank Morco po, pero nasa ibang bansa na po siya ngayon. Ang nagbinsahe po, ang mahal na ina, ginamit po ako at sinabi ho niya, kayo mga anak ay nasa siyudad kayo ng Manila, ay ang Tagalog ng Philippine Spiritual Government po ay pamatalaan. Ang spiritual government po ay ang Diyos po ang nasa kabuuan natin bilang tao, ang banal na espiritu. Na tulad po ni Amang Doktor na kinikilala ko, na Amang Doktor si Rizal, ay siya po yung kabuuan ng banal na espiritu. Kaya po, marami pong nakakilala sa kanya na siya po ginudyos ng tayo bilang Pilipino. Kaya po, ang pamathalan po ay namamahala na kasama si Bathala, na yun po ay Tagalog po ng gobyernong espiritual. Ang pamathalan pong ito, isa't kalahating yarda po na puti, ay pinagawa po kila Ate Connie Alaraz dahil nandito po siya sa siyudad ng Manila. Kaya po, nagkaroon po kami ng bandilang pamathalaan at sila po ay dinala po sa aming bakuran. Sila po ang gumawa noon. Yung bandilang po ito ay binigay po sa amin. Ito po ang nilakad namin Lawag to Manila. Ikinampanya po namin. Hanggang sa Lawag, bayan-bayan po kami nangangampanya. Pupunta po kami sa mga mayor, mga gobernador, kumukuha po kami ng permit. Binibigay po namin na sana sila po yung mga pinuno ay isa katuparan na ipatupad ang maka-Diyos, maka-tao, maka-bayan. Yun po ang ikinakalat namin sa mga bayan-bayan. Nagkakampanyang spiritual po kami, nagpo-programa po kami, na ikinakalat po namin ng gobyerno ng Diyos ay nasa ating mga tao, na tayong pagbabago ay nasa ating kabuang isipan, ng kalinisan, katapatan, kalooban ang maghari po sa ating Tulad po ni Amang Doktor, kami po ay sinusundan namin ang kasaysayan ni Amang Doktor sa ugat ng aming mga ninuno dahil po sa pagdakila kay Amang Doktor Jose Rizal. Kaya po ang sinasabi ko, ang kapatiran, ang ibig pong sabihin ng kapatiran, nung kami po ay naglalakbay, hindi po namin dala ang grupo namin na Amang Kamamanin ang Kainanan, kundi ang pinangalanan namin, ang grupo namin, Kapatiran. Nagtatawag kami po ng kapatid. Dahil po ang sabi ng Ama, iisa po tayo na anak ng Diyos. Kahit puti, kahit anong kulay po, tayo ay magkakapatid. Tayo ay kapatiran. Iisang lahi po ang ating pinagmulan, isang Diyos ang ating pinagmulan. Yun po ang aking may papagay. Maraming salamat po.
You see why we must make our academy, they play an important role. I told the Civil Service Commission, which has a Pamatalaan Park, Monteo Pamatalaan Park, I said, the way I understand it, in the leaders and citizens training for this academy, these leaders should experience these sacred spaces so they will understand what it is. Now you have heard for yourself, you have experienced Ate Carmen Madlang Bayan. For our brother, Sister Lucien and Madeline, they're just saying that this is the flag requested from the three of us to make. Myself, Attorney Pablo Trillana III, who is now the Supreme Commander of the Knights of Rizal. Let me acknowledge Sir Lucien and Madeleine, because for me, I truly appreciate this, because from they will be our ambassadors who will tell us what is unfolding in this great Philippines, the destiny of the Philippines. May I please ask the two to please stand up? I know you're there. I know you're there. Okay. So, now they will go to their song. I think we're still within our time. Okay. Pamatalaan, KKK EDSA, the heritage site of these three stages in our history, is the Pamitinan, where the Andres Bonifacio and eight other Katipuneros made a covenant with our freedom, freedom with honor and holiness. There is where also the Rizal Blumentritt Pamatalaan Academy will rise. There is already a Pamitinan bill. It was passed on first reading, May 25, 2011, and I wrote my justification for this Pamitinan bill, asked the bill to establish the moral infrastructure for the three branches of government, the executive, the legislative, and the judiciary. And now for the song.
My God, 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 Anong tuwa't saya ng iyong kalimutan.